Mad Men, Bad Girls and the Gorilla Knitters Institute. Written by Maggie Groff and read by Georgie Parker. After what seemed an appropriate length of time, I asked, "Do you have any information on the luminous renaissance of illustrious light?" "Yes," she replied. "Are you able and willing to share it with me?" There was another long pause and I heard her swallow hard. "They have my daughter," she said, and I could hear the tremor in her voice. Stunned, I was unsure what to say next, and all I could come up with was a rather pathetic, "Oh." The woman started to sob. Deep, snorting sobs that made me feel useless and uncomfortable. I waited while the torrent subsided and I heard her blow her nose. "I'm sorry," she said finally. "It's just, you know..." "Please," I said, "I understand." "My name's Marcia Sanderson. My daughter's name is Matilda Wilding. At least it was. It's eternal shadow now." There wasn't a hint of amusement in her voice and I refrained from comment. "How long has Matilda been with the group?" I asked. "It's a cult," she snapped, and her abruptness made me jump. For a brief moment, her voice sounded familiar, and goodness knows why, I thought of pizza. "Sorry," I said, fearful that any upset might cause her to hang up. "Matilda's been with the cult for about 3 months," she said, sounding calmer. "They're not called the Luminous Renaissance of Illustrious Light in Australia. Bacchus Rising is their name here, and they have a website." Deciding that Marcia Sanderson was safe, I told her my name and that I was an investigative journalist researching a story. In response, she gave me her phone number and address at Burleigh Heads on the Gold Coast. We agreed that I would meet her there at 4 p.m. today. I then listened patiently while she provided directions, although I already knew the area well. We confirmed our appointment time and rang off. Yippee! Not only did I now have a connection between the cult and the Gold Coast, but my investigative antennae had shot up and were vibrating mildly at the mention of Bacchus. Here was the risque Roman deity of wine and revelry and debauchery, the orgiastic deity of Bacchanalia, naughty, naughty Bacchus. And good old dreaded Miss Bush, my school headmistress, and her explanation of the pleasure-loving behaviour of Bacchus and his followers. What had she called it? Oh yes, a sexual free-for-all of madness and ecstasy. It sounded great to a bunch of hormonal 14-year-old girls. The whole class had descended into helpless laughter when Miss Bush had stood in front of the slide projector and a giant staff with a large pine cone on the end, which she had said represented the phallus of Bacchus, had appeared to emerge out of her left ear. It didn't seem quite so funny now. Well, perhaps a bit.